In a business world that glorifies crazy busy as a status symbol, Jason Fried and David Heinemeier Hansson offer a revolutionary perspective. Work doesn't have to be chaotic. While tech giants promote sleep deprivation and 80-hour work weeks, their company Basecamp has remained profitable for two decades with 40-hour work weeks, 32 in summer, distributed teams, and exceptional employee retention. The modern workplace suffers from two fundamental problems: fragmented attention and growth obsession. We've normalized a dysfunctional environment where the typical worker is interrupted every 11 minutes and needs 23 minutes to regain focus. The average employee spends 23 hours weekly in meetings, 71% unproductive, and receives over 200 notifications daily from chat tools. The problem isn't insufficient time. It's that we've created work environments where focused attention is nearly impossible. What's most troubling is how we've normalized this dysfunction. Companies provide on-site amenities not as genuine benefits, but as ways to keep employees tethered to the office. The message is clear: your personal life matters less than your work availability. This approach is fundamentally unsustainable. Humans aren't machines. Research shows that working more than 50 hours weekly actually decreases productivity and creativity, with 77% of professionals reporting burnout at their current job. The business world suffers from ambition inflation. Everyone wants to disrupt and change the world. This grandiose language isn't just marketing. It creates dangerous justification for unhealthy work practices. After all, if you're changing the world, why not sacrifice evenings and weekends? Most businesses aren't changing the world. They're providing useful services that make life incrementally better. Basecamp makes project management easier. Slack improves workplace communication. Grocery stores provide food access, and restaurants offer dining experiences. These valuable services don't justify treating work as an all-consuming crusade. Letting go of world-changing ambitions removes the psychological justification for overwork. Without the excuse of reshaping humanity, it's harder to justify late meetings or weekend sprints. Organizations can focus on doing good work, being fair, and making a positive difference within their actual sphere. This modest approach extends to planning. Basecamp works in 6-week cycles rather than long-term projections, deciding next steps based on current circumstances. They reject the notion that growth requires constant discomfort. The biggest gains often come from depth and mastery, rather than endless expansion. Time and attention are your most valuable assets, yet most companies fail to protect them. While organizations guard their money and data vigilantly, they allow employees' time to be constantly interrupted and fragmented. Basecamp enforces a strict 40-hour work week with no overtime or after-hours availability. Rather than expanding hours when projects don't fit, they reduce scope. They prioritize quality time. An hour of focused work is worth far more than a fractured hour of interruptions. To protect focused work time, Basecamp has eliminated status meetings in favor of written updates, established office hours for expert consultations, and rejected shared calendars that enable others to claim time without justification. They've cultivated a culture of eventual response rather than immediate replies, reducing the anxiety of constant connectivity. Instead of FOMO, they embrace JOMO, the joy of missing out, encouraging people to disconnect from the endless stream of updates. A calm company requires more than policies. It needs a culture supporting sustainable work. Start by rejecting manipulative phrases like, "We're a family here." Employment is a business relationship, not an unconditional family bond. Great companies support employees' actual families through reasonable hours and clear boundaries. Leaders must model the desired behavior. When executives respect work-life boundaries by logging off at reasonable hours, employees feel empowered to do the same. Late-night emails and working through vacations send the wrong message, regardless of official policies. The Trust Battery Framework helps evaluate relationships, starting at 50% when someone joins, then charging or depleting through interactions. Trust grows through reliability and transparency, while missed commitments drain it. Regular one-on-ones and honest feedback maintain healthy trust levels. At Basecamp, they've replaced passive open-door policies with active feedback seeking. What's something nobody dares talk about? They understand trust builds gradually, from 20% openness initially to 80% when leaders prove consistently trustworthy. Most work processes evolved randomly rather than being designed for calm and effectiveness. Basecamp prioritizes asynchronous communication over real-time chat, which can create artificial urgency. Their approach is write it up for important matters, giving discussions permanent homes rather than letting them vanish in chat streams. They treat deadlines as fixed budgets with variable scope. Projects can only get smaller over time, not larger. The team controls the scope hammer, deciding what stays and what goes, recognizing that humans excel at managing budgets but struggle with estimates. Instead of reactive meetings, new ideas are presented as written documents for thoughtful consideration. This forces the floor, since written presentations can't be interrupted, ensuring ideas are shared completely and feedback is well considered. Decision-making prioritizes commitment over consensus. After gathering input, one person makes the final call, and everyone supports the decision. The key is clear explanation. Decide, explain, and go. At Basecamp, product teams consist of three people, typically two programmers and one designer. This number ensures swift decisions with a tiebreaker while maintaining diverse perspectives. They ruthlessly eliminate unnecessary work. When check processing became burdensome, they simply stopped accepting checks rather than hiring staff or automating. This exemplifies their philosophy. Trading some revenue for simplicity is often worthwhile. Their first question is always, what can we eliminate, rather than how can we optimize? The option to do nothing remains central to their decision-making. During a system overhaul, this principle led them to maintain the existing system for current customers while implementing updates only for new ones, reducing stress and improving satisfaction. Their enough philosophy guides all operations. They found that customer service responses within 10 to 15 minutes satisfied customers just as well as 5-minute responses, allowing them to balance service quality with team well-being. A business is a collection of choices. Will you protect people's time or let others chip away at it? Will you demand 60-hour weeks or make reasonable hours count? Will you force constant real-time conversations or give people the focus their work requires? The path to calm means making deliberate choices that value sustainability over artificial urgency. It requires questioning industry best practices that often lead to burnout. This approach isn't just more humane, it's more effective. Teams working at a sustainable pace make fewer mistakes, make better decisions, and attract top talent. Calm is available to any company willing to choose it. Many requirements of modern business are actually optional. You just need the clarity to see it and the courage to design work differently. A calm company is built one decision at a time, creating a workplace where people can do their best work without sacrificing their well-being. Isn't that the kind of place where we all deserve to work?